Day two of the NFL Combine, and I'm joined by ESPN's Todd McShay, another Massachusetts guy. We had one on earlier in Field Yates, but thank you so much for joining us, Todd. Todd, it's the offseason, and there's a lot of concerns for Patriots fans out there.
Patriots fans shouldn't ever have concerns. Kidding me?
But when you look at the Patriots roster, if there's one position that fans may have concerns over, looking at this draft, is there reassurance saying, don't worry, this draft has you filled at X position?
I think cornerback is one everyone's going to talk about with Malcolm Butler, clearly. And it's a loaded group. I think it's a very good group, especially kind of in that later first, second, third round range. Guys like Jaire Alexander from Louisville, Carl Davis from Auburn. There are some players that kind of aren't on the radar. They're not what everyone's talking about, like Josh Jackson early in the first. MJ Stewart's another one from North Carolina. So I think corner's very loaded. Offensive tackle is a position they could address. We'll see how free agency shakes out. But that position's not quite as strong. There's a lot of good interior offensive linemen, not as many good offensive tackles. But those are two of the positions they could look at. Edge rusher and defensive line are another couple.
How important is it for the Patriots to draft a backup quarterback, but not only a backup quarterback, a quarterback for the future?
It's important, obviously. They've done a great job of it. I mean, it's almost systematic. It seems like every 2 years, maybe 3 years every once in a while, but they keep getting quarterbacks, bring them in, get some value for them if it's not going to be the guy. They found the guy in Garoppolo, and they wound up getting good value for that, and for whatever reason it was. But at the end of the day, they're kind of what I think is the model in terms of you can never have enough. They won 11 games with a backup 1 year when Tom Brady, the only year he was injured. So they keep finding guys, and I think this will be another year that they bring someone in. If it doesn't work out, probably still have Hoyer as a backup, and they'll draft again next year.
Staying with the offensive side of the ball, that front seven, how important is it that they get some reinforcements in the front seven in this year's draft?
Well, I think you can never get enough trench guys, you know. So to me, this year's really good in the offense, as I said, in the interior offensive line. Defense, the interior defensive line is really strong. And, you know, the Patriots, they'll move around. They'll get some extra collateral for their picks and eventually land on some guys that they think fit specifically what Bill Belichick is trying to do in his schemes.
What stands out about this year's draft class?
The depth of quarterback, as everyone wants to talk about that. And I think the depth of running back is really good as well. Cornerback, as I mentioned. And then the interiors of the lines are really strong.
Something to keep an eye on for the Patriots is two out of four running backs are free agents. Also, keeping an eye on that backup quarterback position and the front seven. But thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it, Todd.
All right, take care.